help us to commence with hymn 376. Lord, I cannot let thee go till a blessing thou bestow. Do not turn away thy face. Mine's an urgent, pressing case. Hymn 376.
Thank you. Let's read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Genesis, chapter 33. Genesis, chapter 33, reading the first 15 verses. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah and Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them, and bowed himself to the ground seven times, until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and wept. And he lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, Who are those with thee? And he said, The children which God hath graciously given to thy servant. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near, and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near, and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. And he said, Let us take our journey, and let us go, and I will go with thee. And he said unto him, My Lord, knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if any man should overdrive them, one day all the flock will die. Let my Lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure, until I come unto my Lord unto Seir. And Esau said, Let me now leave with thee some of the folk that are with me. And he said, What needeth it? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord. Now please turn to the book of Psalms, number 78. We read a part of this psalm. First of all, the first 17 verses. Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. and we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praise of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them. Marvellous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the water to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all night with a light of fire. He clayed the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him, by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. Now go to verse 38. Verse 38, but he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert. Yea, they turned back, and tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood, and their floods that they should not drink. He sent divers sorts of flies amongst them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He gave also their increase in unto the caterpillar, and their labour unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. He made a way in his anger, He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his right hand had purchased. Here we leave the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us. Help us to pray. Kind, merciful, gracious, eternal Lord God, thy goodness and kindness enables company of poor sinners to gather together in thy house at the evening hour of the day. And dear Lord Jesus, we plead with thee once more and once again, that thou wouldest come and gather with us, and indeed make thy presence known and felt. Oh, we come seeking a portion for our souls, because, Lord, we each fast hasten on to eternity, not knowing a day or an hour what it may bring forth. And dear Lord, and oh, we want to be ready. We want to be prepared. Lord, we read of that parable, dear Lord Jesus, thou didst speak of the king that made the marriage feast. But there was one there that hadn't got on a wedding garment. Oh, and he was cast out into utter darkness. Ah, dear Lord, we humbly pray that each and every one of us here may have that robe of divine righteousness wrought upon our souls, that we are found covered not with the righteousness of our own, but with thy righteousness. Dear Lord Jesus, do remember us then, and come and cover then all our sin with the mantle of thy forgiving love, and tell us, dear Lord Jesus, and make us feel it, that we are thine, forever thine. We do pray, then, dear Lord Jesus, that thou wilt draw near to us. Ah, Lord, we think of that parable of the prodigal son. Why, when he came back and returned to his father, the command was given to bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Dear Lord, we ask and pray that we may have then that robe put and placed upon us by the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, there may be that gracious exercise of faith in our hearts to know these things with sweet, blessed, gracious assurance. So that we know that our names are found, recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Our Lord, we do pray that we may be like the dear man, Lord, that said, I know that voice. Ah, Lord, the voice of the Son of God speaking to our souls, calling us out of nature's darkness, that voice that goes before us in every untrodden step, that voice that leads, guides and directs in life's pathway. Then hear our prayer and help us, dear Lord. We do ask and pray that thou art then be with us, Lord. Lord, we would indeed bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and guilt. Lord, and thou knowest how much it troubles us. Lord, and how much, dear Lord, we mourn before thee. Lord, we bow our head before thee in order that there may be that true godly sorrow and repentance in our hearts. Leave us not, Lord, to have a form of godliness and be found denying the power thereof. But oh, that there may be that, Lord, that which may come of our lips, but may, Lord, the fountain of it be from our hearts. Lord, that we speak, Lord, to thee from our heart. Lord, with shame we confess all our sin and guilt. And we plead, dear Lord Jesus, with thee for mercy, for peace, for pardon, forgiveness. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Then we come, Lord, and plead thy name, Lord Jesus, thy blood and righteousness and finished work, that great sacrifice that thou hast made at Calvary for poor dying sinners, and made a way whereby poor sinners may approach unto God. O Lord, then bless us. And dear Lord, if it could please thee, oh, that this service tonight, Lord, may not pass by without there being something done in thy great and holy name. Our Lord, and to thy praise and to thy glory, profit ours the praise thine. Lord, do be with us. And knowest, dear Lord, just how each one has come. Ah, with my burden I began, and Lord, remove this load of sin. Lord, and now others may come, begging for some sweet token for God, some evidence. Oh, they want to know that their names are found in that Lamb's Book of Life. Want to know that their names recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. And dear Lord, do go on and lead and guide us. By thy blessed Spirit, do undertake for us. Then hear our prayer that thou then fit and prepare us for heaven and for glory, to be with Jesus. The apostle says to be with Christ, which is far better. We read of Jacob and how he gathered up his feet of the bed and gave up the ghost. Dear Lord, then do remember us. Each for God. Hear then our prayer and undertake for us now. Lord, do remember, dear Lord, this little cause of troth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace, and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Dear Lord, we particularly think, dear Lord, of the dear children that are brought here on thy day. Remember them. They've got a never dying soul. And oh, that they too may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Oh, that there may be an aching void that this world cannot fill. That their soul may be on the stretch to find Christ. Their cry, give me Christ or else I die. Lord, do abundantly bless them. Dear Lord, it may not be, dear Lord, just the children that are not here tonight. It may be, dear Lord, some of the young friends that are here tonight, or maybe older ones as well, also cry out, give me Christ, or else I die. Then, Lord, may none be sent empty away. But, dear Lord, do then remember thy people here. There are those here, Lord, the family, Lord, of our late dear friend, Mrs. Curley. Lord, we pray thou comfort their hearts and do graciously support them and hold them up. And dear Lord, we pray thou be with all that thou, Lord, they may know thee as that God of all comfort. Be gracious to them, Lord. There are those times and seasons, Lord, as we know, Lord, and some things, Lord, may seem so small and almost trivial, but Lord, sometimes the very things, Lord, that set us off, we break down. Lord, we pray thou wilt then graciously hold up and remember each. Lord, we think, dear Lord, not only the children and their dear ones, but we think of the grandchildren as well. Lord, do remember them each. Lord, we feel sure of this, that she prayed much for them, and that we're convinced of this, that their grandfather did as well. Lord, do hear those prayers. They may be ended, but oh, that they may all be answered. Lord, and do snatch brands from the burning, and make them trophies of thy grace, evidence, Lord, of thy love and mercy to their never dying souls. Now we have prayer for any, Lord. Others, Lord, we think of here and there that are found also in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts. We think of our dear friend up at Manchester, Mr. Warburton. Be with him tomorrow. Especially, Lord, and the dear son also, remember them. They stand around the grave of one whom thou hast taken to thyself. Then be with all of thy people, Lord, that mourn. Others have stood around a grave of late. Others may yet have to stand there. Lord, be gracious to each and all. Comfort then the widows and the widowers. And those that have lost mother, father, brother or sister, be gracious to each and all. And now hear prayer for those in sickness and affliction's path. Put thy hand and heal and restore, if that can be thy will. And we think of one another, Lord, here and there, that are laid aside. Lord, that have suffered what is called a stroke. We pray for them, Lord, that thou remember them. Be with them. Hold, Lord, if it please thee, grant some measure of restoration to them. And then there's others that are mentally afflicted. Help them. There's others, young and old, that are disabled. Help them. And those that have to care for them, help, Lord. Support them. May they know that underneath are the everlasting arms. Oh, that we may then bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We may pray one for another in their varied pathways in life. Now hear prayer for Zion, Church of God. Oh, that there may be some real true converts, sinners converted. Oh, from nature's darkness into thy marvellous light. Oh, Lord, as we were talking a little earlier, Lord, today, one of thy dear servants, we believe now in glory with thee. There was the billboard of a wrestling match, but thou hadst worked in his heart. And he was not at the wrestling match. He was in the chapel. Oh, hearing the word of thy grace. Dear Lord, and thou knowest. They may, wherever they may be tonight, Lord. In the dens and hovels of iniquity. For thou art able to save. Lord, do snatch them as brands from the burning. And make them trophies of thy grace. And Lord, and we pray for prodigals in the same way and manner. Sadly, we've got them in our family circles. Lord, but they're not beyond the limits of thy love. Thy hand is not shortened and it cannot save, neither is thine ear heavy that it cannot hear. And Lord, and there are those, our Lord, that we lovingly bear before thee, Lord, but we ask that thou would not let them feed on the husks that the swine eat. Lord, that thou would give them a true spiritual appetite, so that they hunger and thirst for the things of God. Lord, do bless them. Do help us then to pray earnestly, sincerely from our hearts. We pray for our nation, govern those that govern us. Conduct them, Lord, in the affairs of state. Overturn the evil designs of men. Raise up men of God that fear thee to rule and reign over us. We bear before thee our royal house. Have mercy on them and do appear for them. O Lord, and open their eyes and turn their hearts and their affections to those things which are above. Their prayer for others in the world that suffer need and poverty and famine and death and disease. Those that are persecuted, bring peace in this trouble-stricken world. Lord, we pray thou mercifully arise. Lord, we think of Egypt. We know, Lord, there's a government overthrown, but, Lord, we don't know yet what's going to take its place. Oh, gracious Lord, to hear the cries of the godly, that there may be a man of God raised up of thee, Lord, to lead that nation. Hear our poor, poor prayers. Accept our humble thanks for every mercy and favour and every blessing bestowed upon us. Day by day and hour by hour. Lord, things of providence, but those things of grace. And Lord, we do thank thee for thy house. We thank thee for an open Bible. We thank thee for Jesus Christ. Hear then our prayers. Pardon our sin. Receive us graciously and come now. Fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off of that heavenly altar. As we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
In 397, in themselves as weak as worms, how can poor believers stand when temptations, foes and storms press them close on every hand? In 397.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I'll ask your very prayerful attention to Psalm 78 and the 53rd verse. Psalm 78 verse 53. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not. The word that I trust led me to this text is found in the 33rd chapter of the Genesis, and in the 14th verse, where Jacob says to his brother, "And I will lead on softly, and I will lead on softly." Those words came to me quite early this morning. I verily thought that that would be my text, but in trying to prepare for this evening, I found these words here in Psalm 53, and he led them on safely. Well, yes, dear Jacob, by a type in many ways of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how he indeed, why he would lead his family, his flock, his children on safely. And here, this text of what the dear psalmist records, the Lord's goodness, tender mercies over his people. Here, the previous verse has gone through the 10 plagues that were found in Egypt, and how the Lord delivered Israel from them. But it's a beautiful verse, 52. Why, with all those things, smote the firstborn of Israel and Egypt, rather, and so on, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them on safely. And he led them on safely. Jacob said then, he would lead on softly. But on how indeed the dear Lord does lead his people on. So gently, so softly, so sweetly, so safely. They're being led. They're being led of the Lord. Yes. To that city that hath foundations, and whose builder and maker is God. We read, do we not, in the Hebrews, that wonderful 11th chapter, that roll call of the old worthies, and of Noah, and then of Abraham, and that, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. And he led them on safely. Now, the Lord, he doesn't change. He changes not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. friends, and by what you and I regard, friends, as not being perhaps very safe, yet he is all wisdom. He knoweth. Dear Job, why, what a blessed, gracious testimony he gives. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Yes, gold in the furnace tried, ne'er loses aught but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross, says the hymn writer. Yes, but oh, as Job said, I shall come forth as gold. And he led them on safely. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain, but God is his own interpreter and he will make it plain. He led them on safely. In that way, in that path that he has ordained. Yes, you know, you read, don't you, there, when Israel came out of Egypt, and how that the Lord, yes, began to lead them. They'd come through the Red Sea, yes, and why they went a particular way, yes, but how the Lord led them in a path. And it was for their good. He led them on safely. You see, here, in the 14th verse of this psalm, it says, in the daytime also, he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He led them with a cloud. What a mercy, dear soul, if you and I are led, directed, guided by the Lord. No, you and I have not literally a cloud in the sky to follow. We have not a pillar of fire at night to follow. But dear soul, you and I have got this blessed book and the contents of it. There's your guide and mine. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Guide me. Guide me. Amen. And he led them. And you notice this, friends. He led them. What did dear Moses say just prior to his death? You read it there in Deuteronomy 31, do you not? And Moses said to the children of Israel, this, be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Yes, the Lord, he it is that doth go with thee. For one to lead, the Lord it is that doth go before thee. He doth go before thee. I don't know. I draw a bow at a venture, but is there anyone here tonight that in some particular way, yes, you need the Lord? And he led them on safely. and thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Led them on safely. Ah, friends, what a mercy it is to have such a blessed guide. Yes. Such a blessed guide to guide us in the way. Yes. Dear David said, didn't he? The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And what does he say? Get it right. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leadeth me. What's the indication, dear soul, that dear David followed? That dear David followed the shepherd. The shepherd of Israel. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We know poor dear Peter once followed afar off. And perhaps some of us here tonight have been guilty of the same. We followed afar off. But my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He led them on safely. Let's try and trace it out like this. The Lord led his people on safely. First of all, why? He brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, did he not? With a mighty and an outstretched arm. And he led them safely out of Egypt, didn't he? Moses said to Pharaoh, not a hoof shall be left behind. No, and not one was left behind. And dear soul, and blessed be the name of our God, the name of the blessed Saviour, the glorious Redeemer. Not a hoof shall be left behind. You know, the hoof is that part of the animal, isn't it? That goes through all the mud and mire and all the dirt. Perhaps, poor soul, you may feel that's a description of you. One that's gone all through the mud, mire, the dirt and filth of sin and iniquity. But not a hoof shall be left behind. Not a hoof. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Not a hoof should be left behind. He led them on safely. Yes. Ah, friend. Not a hoof should be left behind. And what did Jesus say regarding these that, that men reject? These that have been in sin and iniquity and transgression and so on. He said, that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh, I will in no wise cast out. You may be the hoof, poor soul, but I will in no wise cast out. Though he snatches sinners as brands from the burning, he saves them by his mighty grace and he leads them on safely. Yes, in Jacob's words, and I will lead on softly. And I will lead on softly. They come, don't they? They come out of Egypt, and here they are at Belzephon. You know, this total, utter, seeming impossibility. Is it where you are tonight, poor soul? Here was the people collectively. Why, there was no way of escape. Literally, there was no way of escape. Mountains left and right and the Red Sea in front. Enemy coming behind. They were totally, utterly boxed in. Perhaps, poor soul, this is how you feel. You feel, poor soul, you're boxed in with unbelief and sin and iniquity. And the devil roars. You can't be saved. You're too wretched. You're too bad. And he led them on safely. He led them on safely. Yes, dear soul. He led them on safe, so that they feared not. Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. So they went forward. Moses going before. The Lord going before Moses. With a strong east wind that blew that Red Sea apart. Yes. What did it say here somewhere? Yes, verse 13. He divided the sea, caused them to pass through, and he made the water stand as an heap. This is the blessed God. This is the blessed Lord. This are those able to do exceed and abundantly above all we ask or even think. He's able to make a way where there seems to be no way. This are, and he's made a way for poor, lost, dying sinners. Yes, he has. He's made a way. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not. Friends, you see, why this how the enemy was found dead on the seashore. Yes, dead on the seashore. Oh, blessed be his name. Friends. Yes, the Lord is able. Thy God is able. Darius said to Daniel, thy God whom thou servest is able to deliver thee from the mouth of the... Yes, he led them on safely. He led them on safely. Daniel, in the lion's den, but he led them on safely. He shut the lion's mouth. And he's still the same, dear soul. Yesterday, today, and forever. In the midst of dangers and distress and perplexities, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Daniel was safe there in the lion's den. Why? Because God was with him. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Yes, why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know each in his due season. He led them on safely. It's all. Ah, friend, it's not, dear soul, that way that you and I may think. It's the way God has planned for us. The way God has planned for us, he led them on safely. But trying to get at this text, he led them on safely. We mentioned the dear Lord Jesus Christ, that he made a way for poor sinners through Christ, that new and living way. Yes, they're brought out of nature's darkness, land of Egypt, by his marvellous light, a mighty and outstretched arm. Oh, ends, yes, oh, how the Lord, when the Lord begins that mighty work of grace in a sinner's heart, snatches them as a brand from the burning, leads them on safely. Leads them, and leads them on safely, leads them to the throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy. He leads them, dear soul, where are those two hymns tonight you've been singing about? To this throne of grace, this footstool of mercy. You know, dear David was in a safe place when he penned Psalm 51. He led them on safely. He did. Dear Peter was in a safe place when he went out and wept bitterly. He was in Satan's seat before, wasn't he? Where Christ said he would be. But he led them on safe. I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. When thou converted strength in thy brethren, he led them on. Thus far my God has led me on and made his truth and mercy known. Yes, dear soul, he led them on safely. Dear David, poor man. He fell, he slipped, he stumbled, he backslid. Perhaps you and I have to add and survive. But oh, and how thankful we've been for David's prayer in Psalm 51. How thankful we've been to read of Peter's tears. Oh, and a weeping bitterly. Led him on safely. Yes, dear David, there in a safe place, when he cried out against thee and the only thy send and done this evil in thy sight. When he pleaded, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Why? Because if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He led them on safely. Yes, so that they feared not. So that they feared not. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. fear not. Oh, thou blessed, gracious promises. Yea, and amen in Christ Jesus the Lord. Yes, and God's promises here are in Isaiah particularly. Yeah. He led them on safely. Fear not, for I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. You know, you go back to Jacob a minute. Yeah. He led him on safely. Yeah. Ah, yes. Poor Jacob, in that hymn you sang, wasn't it? The first hymn tonight. Oh, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. There he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. The Lord blessed him there, didn't he? Ah. Why through darksome paths we go? He blessed him there. He led him on safely. Ah, friends. His own. I don't know what anyone in here walks in. I can honestly say that. What secret exercise found in your heart, dear soul. But oh, yes, oh, to be led safely, safely of the Lord. Yeah. You say, you may feel tonight, poor soul, to be in the very depths, in the very depths. Depths of trouble, depths of trial, you don't know what to do. No. But you know what I'm going to say, don't you? What dear Jehoshaphat said, but our eyes are up unto thee. He led them on safely. He was in a safe place. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So that the people feared not. Say, the Lord has his servants. He raises them up. And there was the man, wasn't it? Jehazel. The Lord wrought upon him. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. The battle is not yours, but God's. That's for someone here tonight. He led them on safely. Oh, and yes, the Lord raised up his servant. And this servant Jehazel says to Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude. The battle is not yours, but God's. What did Jehoshaphat say later down here in the chapter? Oh, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. What do they do? They went into that battle praising God. Oh, and I don't think we read of any other battle in the Word of God. I stand to be corrected, but I don't think we read of any other battle in the Word of God where the people went into battle singing praises. He led them on safely. He led them on safely so that they feared not. They were sure of victory. Poor soul, you may be in the midst of deep trials, troubles and difficulties tonight. But thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. He led them on safely. Ah, friend. You know, friend, it doesn't mean, does it, this word doesn't mean, my friends, you know, a red carpet and golden slippers. No. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and so shall thy strength be. Yes, and the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not. Yes, dear soul. What is it, poor soul? What is it you're in? What's the trial? What's the difficulty? What's the cross? What's the loss? What's the adversity? What's the sorrow? Whatever it is. Hey, the God of heaven. He led them on safely. Blessed be his name. Well, we were speaking here, we're trying to. Of Israel. Fear not, I've redeemed, I've called you, but thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, see, he led them on safely. It is how, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. What more can he say than to you as said, you wonder Jesus for refuge of flesh? He led them on safely. I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Dear trade at Meshach and Abednego prove that, did they not? What did the fire do? It loosed their bonds. That's all it did. That's all it did, dear soul. It loosed their bonds. Who can tell, poor soul, that this trial, this fire that you're walking in tonight will do nothing else but loose your bonds? He led them on safely. And what do you read, dear soul? And the king couldn't sleep, could he? No. And did we not cast three men into the fire? And lo, we see four. And the fourth is like unto the Son of God. Yes, I am with thee, Israel, passing through the fire. Oh, blessed be his name. Yes, and he led them on safely, so that they feared not. So that they feared not. Why, dear soul, here, we must just look at this. Here in John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd. Yes. The dear Lord speaks, doesn't hear the sheep that climb up some other way. But he that entereth in by the door of the shepherd of the sheep, to him the porter openeth, the sheep hear his voice, calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And a stranger will they not follow. He putteth forth his own sheep. He goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He putteth forth his own sheep, and he goeth before them. Yes, dear soul, he goes before his sheep. Yes, the eastern shepherd goes before. The western shepherd seemed to follow. Ah, and but this shepherd, of the sheep. The dear Lord and Saviour Jesus, yes, it is how, and unless you and I should mistake the way, he lines it out with blood. He goes before his sheep. And here's how, not only does he go before, yes, he carries them. He carries them in his bosom. And something else he does. And he gently leads those that are with young. And he led them on safely. And you think, my friends, of the Church of God. Yes. And he led them on safely. And he went before them. He guided them. Yes, he guides by his counsel and at last receives unto glory. Yes, and again, dear soul, Isaiah, is it 42, I believe? Yeah. Verse 16. And he says to us there, and he will go before them. No. It says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, the crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Bring the blind by a way that they knew not, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known. Do you feel tonight, poor soul, that you're being led in a path that you've not known? You've not walked this way heretofore. You've not walked this way heretofore. It just comes to mind. My memory is correct. That was our text here in January, the first Lord's Day. You've not walked this way heretofore. Yes, dear soul. He leads them in paths that they have not known. Yes, this hour, and there are many paths we've not known. Yes, and you know, Jesus here is the shepherd. Yes. I am the door, by me, if any man enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Friends, whatever or whoever, dear soul, yes, you and I might choose to follow, just be careful who you're choosing, because there's only one man worth following. And that's Christ. A man said to me some while ago now, Mr. X never preached like that. And I wasn't quick enough. He dumbfounded me by his accusation. What I should have said to him, but friend, I follow Christ. I don't follow Mr. X, Y, or Z. I follow Christ. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, friends. Yes. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Yes. And you see, he goes before them. They follow him, dear soul, from Bethlehem to Bethany. Yes. Bethlehem, yes, the manger. Yes, and they follow him in Jordan's swelling flood. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Follow him in doing those good things unto poor fallen mankind. Follow him, I read, in that which the Lord calls you and I unto. But follow him, yes, into Gethsemane. You see, he's gone before. He's gone before this all. He led them on safely. He led them on safely. So you think of this, his disciples, he led them on, to use Jacob's word, he led them on, I will lead on softly. He led them on softly, he led them on safely, so they feared not, yes, to Calvary's cross. This is our, to view a precious Christ. Yes, in Gethsemane's garden, in the judgment hall, and on the cross at Calvary. And dear soul, yes, and he rose again, didn't he? He rose again. Oh, friend, why, as John tells us here in this epistle, in this gospel rather, Mary Magdalene, first at the sepulchre, she stooped down, looked into the sepulchre, two angels, and they say to her, woman, why weepest thou? Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. I mean, and yet, dear soul, she was being led on safely. Why? Because she was a seeking soul. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And they find to the joy and the rejoice in their hearts. Yes, dear soul. The vision is for an appointed time, though it tarry. Wait for it, it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Woman, why weepest thou? Taken away my Lord. Well, that's good enough excuse, isn't it, to be weeping? I've lost my Lord, I've lost my Saviour, my Redeemer. He's dead, he's buried. They laid him here, he's gone. Where is he? I no more at Mary wonder, dropping tears around the grave, earnest asking all around her, where is he that died to save? And then Jesus asks, sees her, woman, why weepest thou? But Jesus said, whom seekest thou? Ah, dear soul. How do you and how do I answer that question? Whom seekest thou? Ah, I seek to know him. Why, he had done great things for us all. And dear soul, and as you are helped and given grace, you look back and you'll see that the Lord has done great things for you. And he's led you and he's gone before you. And he's made himself sweetly, blessedly, graciously, divinely attractive to you. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Oh, how precious Jesus was to dear Mary Magdalene. You say, and he said to her, Mary, Christ is revealed.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They hear my voice. Aren't this all? And they know this voice. They know this voice. Do you know this voice, dear soul? This voice of love and of mercy. And he led them on safely. I like the account. Sweet little account. One being taken out of this world. And a mother went and told one of her children that this person, Auntie, had died. Little boy. Has she gone to heaven? We hope so, Mother said. Well, yes, Jesus would have held out his hand, wouldn't he, and taken the letter. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not. Friends, no more doubts, no more fears. Everlasting joy around that throne of glory. Singing his love, his mercy, his greatness. Join in the happy chorus and crown him Lord of all. Well, I leave a few very simple remarks. But if it's the Lord's will, may he own and bless for his name's sake.
God willing, Mr. Ince will preach next Lord's Day in the evening, and Mr. John Rosier on Friday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 326. Let me but hear my Saviour say, strength shall be equal to thy day. Then I rejoice in deep distress, leaning on all-sufficient grace. Hymn 326. Thank you.
Dear Lord, we pray, pray that thou wilt lead us on safely and at last receive us to glory. Take us home now in peace and safety, whether our journeys be long or short. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.